And then this will piss me off. Jeff, hero Jeff, and all the castmates. Ooh, this is a tribal that you don't ever want to miss. This is the tribal of the year. The best tribal in the new era. We're going to eat this up. Y'all are going to love this. Bitch, love what?
Child. Q quitting. I don't fucking know. I will say. Look. I will say you have to give at least eights, maybe sevens, because live tribal.
Devils.
I just feel like I know I can't sit up here and say every time, where's the live tribal? Where's the live tribal? We get a live tribal. However, the catalyst for that live tribal.
It just wasn't really a lot. This is my issue.
No one said anything. They all stood up. No one said anything.
They weren't really talking about anything. And then the person who went home was probably the person who was going to go home before the quote tasted live. In my opinion, it wasn't really live. But it was live in the sense that they're live.
And I just want to say, I'm going to bring it up again.
What?
You see what happened? Blacks, when you're talking to each other on these shows, you go home back to fucking back. Because you see how Q and them targeted Tim. He's out. Tevin and them, sorry, it's targeted Soda. Now, Tevin is out. It's about to go Tim, Soda, Tevin, Q, probably Tiffany in a row. And I can't sit up here and blame nobody else but the Blacks in the goddamn show. At the end of the day, it's like, I'm not saying all go to the end, like the cookout. I'm just saying, like, there's a time and a place. Y'all are actually aligned with these people. Like, take race out of it. You're targeting people that you're actively working with. Q, what the fuck was this episode? Exposing Idalisha. Idalisha was minding her damn business.
Quintavious. I have been standing you, regardless of the crazy. No shame. But now, you done fucked up. Because why is Tiffany and Idalisha?
Mainly Idalisha. Why the fuck is Idalisha in it?
Of all people. And I've been your biggest number one fan. I'm on Twitter. Oh my God, he needs to come back. He's an author. And I fuck with you a little bit. But what? It's not making sense what you're doing, sir. And that's what's pissing me off. I wish one of these rounds would have made sense. And they haven't. Even when trying to quit, Q was targeting the Black player himself.
Shut up.
But that's the thing. It's like y'all doing everything in y'all power to make sure these people who are your closest allies are going home.
That's so why I said the same thing. I said, it's funny how he's not funny anymore at all. I'm not laughing at all.
No, literally. It literally went from me cackling and giggling to as soon as he said Tiffany, I was.
Nothing was funny. I said, fuck the Q skirt.
I don't want a Q skirt.
You can keep it.
Literally nothing was funny. Nothing you said was funny. Nothing you said was cute. Nothing you said was ha ha hee hee. This shit is real and this shit is serious. And what the fuck is the problem? Like, bitch, we playing the game. Why are you playing high? Now I don't like anything he ever did.
No, but like honestly, at the end of the day, on top of it all, taking everything out of it, it was just a dumbass move. Just like how Tevin targeting Soda was a dumbass move. All of these dumbass moves all around the place. Like Q orchestrated a very strong and dominant alliance that we learned this episode Maria was actually even loyal to.
Locked in.
These are the best players in the game in the alliance. And he himself is the reason why it is demolished in the way it is. Crazy, crazy. Him and Tevin working overtime to destroy their games. Well,
y'all,
Tevin's out.
You know what's funny? Flashback. And Lee said this. But let's flashback to when Banu was in the game. And he was like, you know what? You're my Philip. I need a Philip in this game. And I'm the Boston Robin, and I need a Philip. No, you are a Philip.
Phillips. Both y'all Phillips.
How about that? Philip 1 and Philip 2. Philip from Redemption Island, and Philip from Fans vs. Fans.
Period. Both of them.
Both of them. That's who y'all are. You and Banu are both the same category, sir. Because I don't know what the fuck you was doing. I don't know what the fuck this is. This is some Philip behavior.
It gotta be. I don't know. Philip wasn't even getting out his own allies.
Philip wasn't even doing all that.
I just feel like this is what pisses me off because if y'all also watching the girls who are tuned into that, everyone is taking out their closest allies. I don't know what it is about this reality season.
It's this year.
But baby, don't get into an alliance. It's almost like, and this is why I said literally on the Big Brother podcast last night, it's nothing sacred anymore. Do alliances mean nothing? If I come to you and say, we got each other back, whoop, 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 this, this, and this, damn, like, is that just nothing anymore?
In one ear out the other. I didn't even hear it.
He sat up here and said, Tiffany is targeting Maria. An add-on from Tim that's not even in the game anymore, and said, Tiffany, this girl I've been working with since day one, gotta go. I don't, like, and that's what I'm saying. I don't under, maybe that's just, like, the lore of Survivor, but they feel so comfortable flipping on people. It's like, I don't know. Like, sometimes you gotta have a little loyalty, I just think.
Where's your loyalty, Shannon?
Where's your loyalty, Shannon? You don't know shit about
loyalty. Shannon, you don't know shit about loyalty, Shannon.
I just can't.
Valentina would've did good on this show, because she knows shit about loyalty. Anyway, we start off the episode. They're going back to the camp. You know, it's Q and Ben in them side. They're the ones who took out Tim. Ben is sad that Tim went home because that's his best friend, and Q is mad. Do I know why Q is mad? No. Q gets upset at everything. He talking about some, we're not supposed to come back to the camp and have fun. We're supposed to come back to camp and lock it in.
The next day, he orchestrated motherfucking hide and seek. So
what? He having fun the next day.
What is it, Q?
No, he wasn't orchestrating hide and seek. He was trying to figure out who can hide in plain sight. That's what he was doing.
And it's like, that's why I can't hate Q, because he really is so unserious to the point of just like, what?
To me, he's kind of like, you can't be mad at him, for me at least. I can't be mad at him for too long. I'm very, like, disappointed to stop, blah, blah, blah. But with Q, you know what it is? With Q, it should be expected. The way he's been acting all season indicates this. He threatened to quit episode 2. So if you're surprised, eight, that's on you at this point. So I think in my mind, I have wired him into a category of person who's unserious. So I'm not as upset. With Tevin, because you're talking yourself up as, you know, Venus didn't even know that. I was the one who took out my closest.
Girl.
It was me who took out my best friend. She thought she took out my best friend. I took out my best friend.
I
ruined my own game. Venus thought
I'm the reason why I went home this week. Venus didn't get me. I'm the reason why I went home.
I got me out.
What's funny is this episode, we saw three people trying to take credit for the same dumbass move. Because neither of the three should have done it.
Hold on.
What other allies do y'all have?
Hold on. Hold on. Not too much on Liz. I'm finna get y'all with the hot take. Because
she hates this episode.
In essence, Liz wasn't. Who said Soda and Liz was allies? I ain't never heard that come out of Soda mouth once. Secondly, she's good. She's with her grandmother. She got out who she wants. Who said Tevin's name firstly?
Who said Tevin's name, girl?
Who said Soda's name first? Baby. Who said these names first? Because when you talk about who's running the season,
is Liz for the win? Is she gonna get another million?
If Liz gets another million, I'm genuinely not gonna be upset because everyone else is playing dumb. So why should I be mad at her for playing smart?
No, honestly, I really, really did like her this episode because she took control. Like she said, no. Even at that tribal.
They think they're eating up. Let me let them know who's real.
I am shocked.
You know what she did, Lee?
What she did?
She heard them bickering about who did the move, and she said, I'm just going to show them who did the move.
Oh!
I'm going to talk about it.
Because I'm going to take both of you bitches out.
How about I show y'all who got out Soda? Give Liz her money. Her extra meal. So anyway.
I'm actually shocked because I feel like a player like Liz, I expected to basically not ever be able to gain that control. But the issue is the better players in the game, at least I felt who were. They unproven that quickly. They had such a strong alliance that I don't think she would ever been able to penetrate unless they started being stupid. And lo and behold, they started being stupid and voting each other out. Mm-hmm. So,
and she capitalized on it.
Yeah.
I fear.
Yeah. Literally her, Charlie, and Maria are about to run this in-game, I feel like.
As they should. They deserve it. Charlie and Maria have consistently been the best players in the game. I ain't even gonna lie. I've already felt like they were the better ones.
I feel bad for not giving them their 10s. I was like, there's no way they're gonna be able to beat the 6. The 6 is just
We gave Maria her 10s. We did give Maria her 10s.
We did. I didn't think the duo would be able to really come in here and take over like this.
I agree.
But like, I have to give them their 10s. They ate this because, like I said, the people who I thought thought were the better players. That went out the window real quick, real quick. I should have known where they didn't include Soda and Kinsey in the alliance that they wasn't thinking straight. There's no reason why Soda and Kinsey were not originally in the alliance in the first place.
Mm-hmm. It didn't make no sense. Girl, so the other tribe comes back, and this is a tribe where they voted out Soda. And this is when we see Venus and Venus. After, they're not really bickering about it because Venus is telling the tribe.
Venus is so hilarious.
Guess what, guys? I got two votes yesterday. And one of them was the man who walks around camp saying that, ooh, I'm so honest. I tell the truth. Ooh. And he told me all yesterday he wasn't going to vote me, and he did. But hey, got his ass. And Ted has the dye room, and he starts cracking up because he's like, Venus really thinks she's the one who took out Soda. And it wasn't her. I took out my bitch.
And so he voted wrong on purpose and everything. It's just like, girl, how did you think you were going to get credit? And he's like, oh, I'm going to explain it in final three. Like, girl, you can't bet on final three. What if you don't get there? Like this episode.
It was me. I did it. Like, he's over here having a field day about the dumbest shit ever. Like, what? That's like your mama saying, which one of y'all ate the cookie? And you be like, oh, and your brother being like, oh, you know, it could have been me. And you being like, actually, mom, I ate the cookie. It was me. Like, question, oh, please. Like, please, shut up. Please, please. And this is when Liz gets her little winner edit. Because she and Tevin talk about it and how Tevin's like, she thinks she did it and I did it. And Liz has a diary and she's like, none of y'all bitches did it.
And I will say, it's no shade. Liz definitely didn't do it. And Liz, we saw an edit. It's no shade.
I will say,
Liz did it more than Liz.
Liz didn't do it. And this is why I said when we saw this scene, I was like, honestly, Liz didn't do it, but it benefited Liz more than it benefited Venus or Tevin, in my opinion. And that's just that on that, period. So, but she didn't do it. Let's clear that up. No shade to her. She didn't do that, but she did do this. Let's focus on what she did. After this, Q has his little fun scene after saying he doesn't like fun. The next morning, he's tying his sweater, making it into his little pouch for kangaroos. Everybody's kiki-ki, coo-coo-cooing. And then we see Charlie and Maria kind of talk about how Q is this power player. And Q goes to Charlie, and he tells Charlie, you know, there's this alliance, and Maria's going to talk to you about it. And we need somebody else to replace somebody else. And blah, 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 blah. And then Charlie talks to Maria about it. Maria's like, I'm really locked in with this alliance. I definitely think the six needs to be six.
I was shocked by. And Charlie revealed that she felt that there's a definite way to get to the six. So it's like, if they really could have just stuck together, like, they shouldn't have took out Tim last week. Mm-hmm. I mean.
But that's the thing. Charlie said, I don't want it to make it to the six. So that was their, they chose the wrong person.
And I don't know why I didn't go to Ben or something like that. It's just like Charlie is obviously someone like, I mean, they got the inkling that he wasn't someone that was going to be able to be loyal to it. Like, and still went with it.
And the issue is, in my opinion, Tim. Because from the get-go, if Tim would have just known that his number one wasn't Maria and it should have just been Ben from the original point of it all, Tim and Ben would have been loyal to it. I feel like I don't understand why. Well, Tim was loyal himself. But Ben would have been loyal to it. It's really Tim's fault. Because Tim wasn't loyal to it. And then he didn't choose the right person to be in it. I feel like I kind of just blame it all on Tim. But also, Charlie wasn't a great replacement. But Charlie was Maria's number one. They probably were just like, Maria, who's your number one? And she was like, Charlie. And it was like, okay, boom. So I feel like it just ended up that way because of certain
things. And it's not like, I was going to say, like, oh, he's really about to ruin it from the inside out. But like, they're not even giving that. Like, they are literally self-destructing.
Yep.
It's crazy to watch. It's like a train wreck. I feel so bad for Tiffany. I really do. I feel so bad for her because she latched onto this. This should have been a great group, and it's just all going downhill.
Because they're all
hopefully together. Her, Hunter, and Kinsey can link up and do something and like get out of this. Because I do like them. I hate this so bad for them. I really do. Mm-hmm. Especially because like okay, Liz, she did her thing this episode, but like, do I need Liz in the end game? No. Do I need Ben in the end game? No, I don't. So I would hate if all of the people in that alliance just go out back to back to back because it's like, wow.
And they could. They definitely could. So this is when Q has his little hide and seek thing. He claims he's doing it to see who can hide in plain sight, blah, 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 blah. All we get out of this is that Ben and Hunter are good at hiding. Congratulations.
In plain sight.
In plain sight.
Because if I can't find you in hide and seek, and I can't find you in this game.
You eat it.
You honestly, ate that because we've been saying Ben getting the winner edit, and I do feel like Hunter definitely had like a winner energy, but he's not really doing anything.
Hunter ain't doing shit. He's just fine. For no reason. And you know what? You know, I had a theory at the end of the episode. I didn't say it to you, but I was thinking, I mean, Hunter could just use his idol on Tevin, and Tevin not gonna go home.
Girl, I forgot he even had an idol.
Did, but that my thing is like you. I feel like players want to be a little selfish with their. I can see Hunter is the type of player to want to be selfish with his idol, and he wants to just preserve his idol for himself. But honestly, there's moments where it is beneficial to use it on an ally instead of yourself. Harper used both her idols on two bitches who didn't even like her. Let's be real, and she made it to the final three because of it. So it's like I just think
it's a numbers game at the end of the day. You gotta
he should use the idol sometimes. Yeah, 100%. Now Hunter has nobody. Not Liz, not
Venus. I will say, I feel like, I don't know. It seemed like it could have flipped the Tiffany, back to Tiffany. But that confusion at the tribal, like, I can see where, like, it was like, ooh, I don't even know if Tevin's going.
But in his vote, when he did his vote, I was watching, he basically was like, he knew that Venus wasn't, like, he voted Venus. It gave, he knew she wasn't going home. And he kind of felt like, I don't know, it just gave the energy, like, you knew Tevin was going home. I don't know. But he didn't even vote Tiff. So how can you think Tiff's going home when you didn't even vote Tiff? He voted Venus. So I was like, no, you knew Tevin was going home. You knew Tevin was going home.
I was trying to say something. I don't know. I
don't know why he didn't even bring it up. Like, he didn't even bring it up, like, in the diary room or anything. So,
but that's the thing. It's like, it also comes from, like there are certain times where it's like for Hunter, like that was a great alliance for him. You know, like, it's like, it does kind of fall on the other people, too, to try to be like, wrangle this together. Like, you can't just sit in the mess and then be like, oh my god, it's all messed up. You know what I mean? That's why I do like that Tiffany is at least trying to create other relationships on the trial. I think that's why, like, she wasn't like the immediate go-to target, even though Q pitched it, because it seemed like she had other relationships. But like, her game is just fully fucking exposed for no reason at all. It pisses me off.
Yeah. So Venus and Tevin, they talk about, and you know what pisses me off? Because Q did all that talk about, oh, what's Bonu going to do in Merge? We need to train him and teach him. And it's like, you fucked up at Merge, weirdo. Anyways, Venus and Tevin. Venus asked to talk to Tevin about this. She's like, we need to talk about this vote, this soda thing.
Venus is so hilarious. Why is she like this?
Literally, what's the point? She has no point in doing this. She's just doing this. And Tevin's like, I think you made an excellent move. And she's like, you do? I made an excellent move. And he's like, I think you did. This was genius. And then she's telling him more about it.
Interaction was so hilarious.
She's like, yeah, I had to go to Maria first. And then when I went to her, it didn't seem like she wanted to do it. So I had to go to Charlie and after that or whoever. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, ooh, you gagged her like that? And she's like, And it's like, please. And what did they say? No. This is something about God. What did they say?
What?
They said something about God at the end. They was like, and God does it. What did they say? It was so funny.
I don't remember them saying that. But it's so funny too, because then she start like giving him lessons on how to play. She's like, yeah, so what's like the next chapter in the game? And he's like, I'm just taking it week to week. And she was like, well, Soda did that. So I just think maybe if, you know, you're going to hit far, you need to start. I was like, Venus is hilarious.
And wrong the whole time.
The fact that she's still in the game, it really, I live for it. I really do. I hope she's in the final tribal. And I want her to argue that Soda vote. You want to argue that.
Period.
Oh,
my God
today?
My God today. That is what they said.
Oh, yeah. They did say that.
Stupid. But this is how I know Liz going to win. Because they had this scene, just the pan to Liz's diary room. And Liz said, not both of them thinking they did the
proof. Right, because it literally goes, Venus tells Tevin, I got a soda. And then Tevin laughing in her face and going to Liz and saying, she laughing, but I took our soda. And then Liz in the diary room being like, both these bitches is dumb. And we sitting at home watching.
But in this scene, she said, and actually, I'm going to show them who took her out. Because Tevin, she literally said, Tevin, you got to go.
ASAP. And who went home?
And who went home?
But see, and this is why I was just like, well, you know who wouldn't have agreed with this?
Who?
Lee? Sadassia. Sadassia Thompson.
You don't think
she's out of 46? I don't think she would have been down for this. You know, even the person that she saw as her closest ally. That doesn't make any sense. Why would you take out someone who is your closest ally? Another Avery. Oh, I'm sorry. She caught a stray.
Get her. So, yeah, Liz said, Tevin has to go. And when I tell y'all, ain't nobody else. Well, Venus has said Tevin in the past, but who is Venus? Other than Venus.
Don't do sister.
Other than Venus, no one has said Tevin's name this whole time. And as soon as the winner, Liz, says it, everyone listens. I just have to put it out there. So she goes.
Well, see, when you own businesses, when you work, Liz trucking, Liz lashes.
Oh, you're right.
She owns businesses. She works.
Oh, she don't go to work yet. She don't go to work yet. Because after this, we get Tiffany and Tevin's conversation. And then this is when Tiff says, honestly, Tevin, I don't see the point in Venus necessarily going because no one really trusts her. Mm-hmm. And Tevin is like, oh,
my mother.
She, and Tevin pisses me the fuck off. So sorry. But Tevin heard Venus doesn't have to go home. And he went to the diary and he says, Venus, the one who wants me out so bad, doesn't have to go home. You know what? I don't care about this girl who wants me to go so bad. Tiffany, you trusting me with this information means that you got to go. You want to be my ally and trust me? You got to go. Tevin, shut the fuck. Tevin.
And
Tevin,
I hate what situations like this too, because you're just overcomplicating what she said. Like, how about you say, well, I don't know. I think Liz is better because this reason. I mean, I think Venus is better because this reason. But instead of doing that, you go and get her targeted. It's like, I don't understand why I can't. Like, and that's a huge thing with a lot of these alliances. Communicate. Is it that hard to just say, hey?
That's what's been happening with all of these times that these allies are going home. Instead of just talking to their ally, they're just deciding to take them out. You're weird. So anyway.
I can't do it. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. And we've seen it multiple times between two shows in the last few months. And it's just like, why are you doing this?
The last week.
Girl, this day. Today, actually.
Today. God damn. So Tevin goes, he tells Q about it. And my thing is, okay. Tevin, you shown your ass. I get it. You're not that girl.
But Q ain't gonna go against Tiffany.
But
right?
Q wouldn't go against his closest ally. He hasn't done that yet.
Well.
Q has a diary room. You gotta play Q game. And Tiff wanted to keep someone who's not in the six that he don't give a fuck about.
That's barely a six. It's like five.
Girl, like, four.
Be fucking for real.
Anyways. You want to get rid of down to six? That's not playing the Q game. So now, so Q goes.
You gotta play the Q game. Or he quits.
Tells Maria that Tiffany, not only that Tiffany said her name, but also that Tiffany has Idalisha.
And why is Idalisha in it?
Maria was like, I don't even know why Q is telling me this. I don't even like him that much.
Like, dumb. Dumb. And I'm just so curious. Does Tevin and Q think they're going to get to the end game if they're taking out all their allies? Do y'all think y'all have Maria and Charlie's trust like
Maria
that?
And Charlie?
You just brought Charlie into an alliance.
Maria and
that
Charlie.
Was created at the beginning of Jury.
Maria and Charlie.
Rocks her brains.
We go to the immunity challenge. It's the one where they got to hang on the pole. Hold on the pole. Literally. Iconic. Jeff do his little right shit. Don't give a fuck about it. Give them food. I don't care. Or don't. I don't know. I just don't care. Either way. So he's like, do y'all want rice? They were like, I mean, yeah, sort of kind of blah, 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 blah. Nobody said it.
I love that. I'm so sick of this damn twist. I was telling Pharaoh this earlier. This is one of those twists that I forget exists. And then it pops up. I'm like, they still doing this? I'm so happy that no one said out. Because like, it's not. Give them the food, Jeff. Shit.
Or don't. I don't care, though. That's all I'm saying. Don't bring it into my immunity challenge. I don't give a fuck. How about that? Do that shit on your own time with the cameras off. Ask them whatever they want to do. Damn. So anyways, Hunter ended up winning. And he won.
I thought Tiffany was going to be in her poverty era. She was up there Venus. For a minute. I said, come on, Venus.
Mm-hmm,
come too. On, Venus.
But the gag is Hunter won Hide and Seek by sitting up in the tree all day. And they was like, I mean, duh, he was going to win.
Now, how the hell Hunter stay up there for so long? That's a big man.
Mm-hmm. You're sick. But Hunter wins immunity, and this goes back to Q talking about some. Oh, I'm not scared if Hunter wins immunity. At this point, Tim was right, because what the fuck is you gonna do? Q, you couldn't even stand up there 20 seconds. Who are you gonna beat in immunity? But then again, he want to go home anyway. It's just too much with him.
I can't.
It's too much. We go back to the tribal. This is when Q is like, I'm pissed off about the challenge because y'all knew Hunter was gonna win. Y'all didn't even go for the rights and. Whatever. Q and Tevin reiterate that they want another black woman out the game. So they talk about that. Piss me off. Piss me off. They talk about, yes, we're definitely going to vote out Tiff. Tevin's like,
this is definitely... We knew Mother wasn't going home.
We knew she wasn't going home. And Tevin's like, I definitely think Liz would vote for us. Pan to Liz. This is how you know she get her winner. Because it's like the way they shift to Liz is killing me. They pan to Liz. And Liz is telling Charlie and Maria. She's like, and Ben. It's Charlie, Maria, and Ben, and Liz. And she's like, look, you know, I've been thinking lately. Do I want to just stay in this game or do I want to play this game?
Ooh.
And I think I want to play this game.
Baby, I don't own businesses for nothing.
So I'm going to just say it. And you know what? If it gets out, it gets out. I want Tevin to go this week. And they was like, oh. And Liz was like, yeah, I mean, Venus, like all that stuff about the soda thing, it was actually Tevin. And if he's making moves against soda, he can go. And it's like, period. Then we see a montage. Of her spreading this word out that Tevin needs to be vote, Tevin needs to vote. Ben goes to tell Kenzie, and she tells me. Everybody starts to know that Tevin is now the vote.
It's like, girl, Liz, you kind of ate that, sister. I'm like, I'm excited to see where she kind of goes in the game because it just, we don't have nothing to go off of. So I'm usually under the guise of, okay, you come from the same tribe as them. That's a built-in alliance. Like, you can use those numbers. But... like, I want to see her kind of have those relationships with the Marias, the Charlotte, because she kind of still gives mm-hmm. Lone Wolf. Like, she ate this, but, okay, do you have an alliance forming soon? Like, what's tea?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Natalia.
Yeah, you're making rain, sister.
Queen. Boom. So, after this, and I will say, when Ben told Kenzie about the plan, he also mentioned maybe forming a new alliance. So, that was a sentence he said, but nothing actually got formed. Kenzie tells Tiff, and Tiff is like, I need to let my nigga Q know that the vote's not going to be the way.
Because of course I'm going to let my
Because that's my closest ally, isn't it? So Tiff tells Q, she's like, oh, by the way, everybody voted Tevin. And he was like, he was like, oh. And she was like, even Liz. Liz the main one who want to do it. And Q has a diary room. He says, I'm not the driver of this vote.
This is a Q's game.
And I don't like that.
So I'm going
to
quit.
Oh, no.
Because it's not Q's game.
Q for
why would he play Survivor? He's here to play Q's game.
Q for quit. So Q goes and tells Hunter everybody's voting Tevin, and he said, don't say nothing about it because I just don't want you to say nothing about it. Hunter says, let me go say something about it.
Because Hunter was like, Hunter don't care about voting out their closest allies. Mm-mm. When Tevin's name got mentioned, he said, hold on.
Hold on, y'all doing a lot. So he goes, he tries to try to talk to Maria, Ben, Liz. And Charlie. So all of them. He goes to talk to them. And they tell Venus on the way, oh, can you not come? Because this is a private conversation. She's like, oh, without me? And they were like, without you.
That is like the boldest thing ever. Like, I feel like telling someone leave this conversation is just like crazy.
Like, where? So, anyways, they tell her to do that. And so them five are talking there, and then the other four people. Venus, Tiffany, and Kenzie and Ben, they're over there and they're chatting about how the other people are chatting. And basically, they're over there like, that vote not going to change.
Love
people
that over four, here, like, though. Let that be a four.
I would love that, too. And the people over here like, honestly.
We got the numbers, baby.
Yeah, Liz is like, look, y'all do what y'all want to do, but I'm voting Tiffany, regardless. And then we head to tribal council. Mm-hmm. The best tribal council.
Well, no, before Venus walked up.
Oh, so Venus.
What's up?
Let me go break that up.
So what are you talking about? Like, what's up? I mean, and then like,
can we wrap this up because the sun's going down and you know
we all need to go to the tribal.
That was hilarious.
Venus don't give a fuck.
That was hilarious. Gag them hoes. Thank you. Then we go to tribal council, and we get there. We chat for a tad, and then Q says, "I feel like." That something I did changed the way the vote was going to go in the last few couple seconds. So I just feel like I know what's going to happen because I'm going to ask everybody to vote me out. And then these 9 votes will go back. And Jeff was like, huh? And so was everybody else.
And what was this around the corner explanation for this quit? Like, so do you think he was trying to guilt trip them into doing what he wanted and he wasn't actually trying to quit? Or is he seriously like, y'all are not doing what I want, so I'm going to leave the game?
I think... he didn't like the way the vote was going. So he's going to leave the game. But part of me, I'm confused as to if it's, I made Tiff the target and I regret that. So I want to make sure she doesn't go. Or if the only reason I said it is because he told her that he told them about the idol. So I'm like, okay, so is it, was you regretting about Tiff? Like, because you went.
No, Charlie told her that that Q told about the idol.
No. Q told Tiff, I told you about the idol. And then she went, asked Charlie, be real, are y'all voting me out? Yes or no? And Charlie said, yes. Q told Kenzie and Tiff. No, Q told Kenzie Tiff they weren't going to have the votes. Q told Kenzie Tiff they weren't going to have the votes. And then Tiff said, are y'all going to have those, Charlie? And Charlie talked about the idol. You're right. But my thing is, why did he go tell her y'all weren't going to have the votes unless he was regretting her going to have the votes? Why would he tell her that? I don't understand why he told Tiffany y'all weren't going to have votes. That's what tipped Tiffany off to go ask Charlie. So I was like, is he regretting the Tiffany thing or is he regretting the Tevin thing? And he didn't want Tevin to go. Either way, I didn't understand. That's the answer.
Yeah, it was just confusing. I didn't like it, especially if he was actually trying to quit. It's like the first time you don't get your way, you just want to give up. Like, I really don't like that energy, especially because I thought he was going to be a really good player in this game, and I still love his personality. Like, for the TV, it's very fun to watch. Yeah. It's just like, I don't understand this move against Tiffany and now this thing at the tribal. It's like, and my thing is, if you were trying to guilt trip them in some, like, 4D chess type of way, did you think that was going to work?
But I'm thinking guilt trip them into do what? Vote out Tiffany? But if that's the case, why did you tell Tiffany she was getting votes?
I don't know.
So that's why I'm like, was it a guilt trip or was he genuinely? I don't think it was guilt trip. I think he genuinely just wanted to go in order for whoever else was the option to stay. So maybe it was for Tiffany and Tevin?
I don't know.
Girl, never mind. I don't fucking know. Nobody knows. Somebody gonna ask you. We'll see the extra interview, I guess. But anyways, so he does all of this. They start whispering behind them and everyone's very confused. And then after that, Tiff basically gets up. Maria and them are whispering. And they just start a live tribal. So they start live tribaling. At first, no one's saying anything. And then we see Tevin, Charlie, and Maria say, we just probably need to go with the original thing about Tiffany. And then we see over here, Q tell Kenzie and Tiffany that they weren't going to have the votes. So that's basically, he was saying that's why he did what he did. Because they were asking him, what are you doing? And he said, y'all weren't going to have the votes. Tiff was going to be the one voted out. But I don't think Tiff was going to be the one to vote out. So it's like, anyways, I'm not going to get back into that because I'm confused. That's when Tiff presses Charlie and she says, Charlie, be real. Were you going to vote with me? Vote for me, because if you're going to vote for me, then I need to make sure I'm doing what I need to do. And he was like, we know about your idol. Q told us about your idol. And she was
said,
like,
Kenzie, come here.
And then she tells Kenzie that Q told him about her idol. And Kenzie stayed out of it. She said,
I was just going to say, y'all notice how Kenzie got that ticket and said, ooh.
Okay.
Let me see that. She said, I'm not in it. She said, I'm not in it.
So all of that occurred. And at the end of the day, Charlie said, don't waste your idol. I promise you, you're going to waste it. And then Tevin went home.
I was scared because I thought he was playing. I did.
Uh-huh. And then Tevin went home. So it's like, honestly, I just genuinely think Tevin was going to go home the whole time, which means, but then again, it seems like Q genuinely thought Tiffany was going to go home. But also, what did he really think? Anyways, Tevin went home.
They're definitely going to ask him when he goes home because he's not making hungry.
Yeah.
I'll be gagged at this point if he does. Like, that would be crazy.
Deserved. I'm glad Tevin went. Honestly, I just didn't want Tiffany to go.
Put Tevin in chop and he went home. We ate that.
I mean, he was a chop. And that's just the truth. That's just the honest truth. So Tevin is staying chop. If I wish we had a worse thing than chop, because at this moment, that's how I feel about Tevin. That he deserves to go.
Tevin really. It's not Tevin because he was doing so good. And then pre-merge, definitely. I think it's because he had so much power on his tribe. But as soon as this merge hit and those thoughts about Soda kept coming out, it's like it just went downhill. Like it was a quick downhill. Like he's out now.
Yeah,
I feel like he's out like this. I thought we were just punishing him. But
I don't feel like he's like. I feel like he is good at like socially or getting in a group or an alliance, but he's just not good strategically. He doesn't know how to strategically make a decision because his decisions are all wrong every single time, honestly. So there's that.
We got to move Soda out too because she ain't here no more.
Oh, yeah, Tevin and Soda went home. Oh, my God. So, boom, that's Tevin. Ben is in child, but at this point, he's at least mid because everybody else is going to be below him. Like,
you're not giving me shit to move him. I'm sorry. I don't feel comfortable with him.
Period.
He's not giving me anything to move him.
The reason I wanted to move him is because whoever going to take him out? That's all I'm thinking. I'm thinking he ain't never going home. He's finna win.
I'm really not liking this edit because they said they're comparing Liz to the Gable edit. Ben is getting the Gable edit.
He finna win the damn game. That no one is targeting him. No one is worried about him. He's never getting a vote. And it's finna be top seven. There's so many big targets. I just feel like he's finna make it far. We keep him a child, though, because I don't give a fuck what I mean. Period. Period. Liz is going.
You have been promoted, Liz.
You have been promoted. Honestly, I don't know who she is to you, but that's my mother. So I'm just going to leave that there.
I objectively see her as a mother for this episode. But she's not mine.
And that's the episode we're talking about. That's the episode we talk about. That's how I feel. I feel like Liz, if she's ever going to be a mother, it's today. She's the one who wanted Tevin out.
Period.
Where did he go?
Out.
Out. So I'm putting her a mother. We're going to see where everybody else goes. Venus, it's always the same feeling.
I just feel like with Venus, like...
it's always the same feeling.
It's never good. But I will say, Tevin has been saying her name. And so that's the thing, like, you know, she can kind of take a little credit because they were saying her name.
Tevin was saying her name. I honestly have no thoughts. That I think mid is perfect for me because I don't have any thoughts and positive
normal. She said camp.
She is camp. But did she do anything camp this episode?
She did when she pulled up on it.
I'll give it to her. I'll put her at bottom of camp. I'll put her at bottom of camp. We'll see where everyone else falls. And then if I have to adjust, I'll adjust. Q is cut off.
Yeah, it's giving chop.
Chop. And he might be worse than Tevin for wanting to quit. I don't even know who's worse.
I'll chat him back saying keep her at mid. Okay.
We keep her at mid. We keep her at mid. Because it's we keep her at mid. Charlie.
She's playing Survivor Sims. Oh my God.
She is. Oh my God. What a clock. Charlie is.
I think he's a mother. I think he's been laying under the radar. He's getting pulled into the six that doesn't exist. Him and his number one ally are really set up in the middle of this game. Like, I think they are like destined for the end game at this point. And I think he's
the one who's controlling it a little more.
Yes, his edit has always been better than Maria's, where I felt like Maria's her edit started off so strong, but we don't really see her individual opinion like we see Charlie's. Especially now knowing that she was actually loyal to the six and wanted to get to the end with it. I'm like, ooh, I don't know. I like that thinking, baby. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely.
We might as well just do Maria. I was like, she's right under him. Charlie and Maria are running the game. They have the control together. Charlie's the one who's leading it. She's little bit less. Boom. Next is Tiffany. She was in camp. She still has Idolisha. And honestly, I feel like the only reason she was targeted is because of Q and Tevin, who are both, that was just weird. I don't know. It wasn't a real reason. And I feel like without that, I don't necessarily think people will need her to go, but they know she has, I don't know. So never mind.
Yeah.
Now they know she has
Idol. I just think mid because this alliance has broken down and they are really about to come back. Like, I don't think that there's, because they gave Charlie also that information. Charlie has the information about who's all in it. They're going to go.
Oh, no. You're right.
Hopefully she used that idol right, because if she get an idol play episode, give it her mother.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the girls won't be using the idol right no more.
Hunter is going down. Your closest ally just went home. You didn't do nothing to save him. Well, you tried, but you failed. You didn't play your idol, but you still have an idol, so you definitely is mid too. I actually feel like I don't know. I feel like because Tiffany was this target, that she's more going to be more targeted than him. But I just feel like he's more threat than her. But that's just me. I need to go off what's going on. So, boom. Kenzie. I mean, it wasn't mother. I can keep her in camp. I feel like it's more camp this time. Yeah. Like, you're good. I don't feel like anyone's targeting her. I think she's laying low good enough, but she's not in the control. You know, she's not in control. These three is in control. I hate to say it. The way the tables have turned, I fear. Look at this damn list. Ain't this some fucking shit? You know what other tables have turned? Child of Dragon. Because I done lost Tevin.
Child.
I was doing good. Every damn pre-juror was... I was doing good, except Bobby. But now...
Q next, then Tiffany, then Hunter, girl. Honestly, I don't think you can win now. think you can win this game.
I don't think so. I don't think so either. Just like that, Lee got all the winners. It's either,
how does this happen every time?
Either Kenzie,
right? Rudy said you got billionaire Liz.
I do have billionaire Liz. I do think Maria and Liz. They said Maria Kemp made. You know what? Look, just wait an episode for her. I do think technically Maria or Liz could win by the way that this game might go, but it's just giving Kenzie, Charlie, or even Ben. But that's your superpowers. And we knew you had superpowers. And you were going to admit it.
But no, I said I would admit it if I win both.
Survivor, I don't know why. I don't know why that's a criteria, but that's probably going to happen.
Because if I win both, it's crazy.
You have superpowers. So it probably is going to happen that you win both Survivor and Big Brother. So
that would be crazy.
It doesn't matter what the criteria is. You're going to just.
If I win, I really just hope I don't win with Ben. That's it. Charlie, I would love if you win. Kenzie, definitely. Venus, for sure. Venus will be the most kept win ever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just don't see it. Like, Tiffany and Hunter are winners.
I want Tiffany to win.
They are winners, but like I just don't see them getting there at this point.
Yeah, literally. Hopefully there's another shift and Tiffany can win, because if Tiffany don't win, because I just want Tiffany to win in general, but also, like,
I would love that. But she worked with a bunch of dummies that want to target each other. Whatever.
We're going to see. Very weird season. I hate that. I kind of do like the entertainment of it. I like the entertainment of seasons with randomness, but I don't love it for anything else, because it's like, this person doesn't deserve to go home, and this shouldn't have happened, and all of that. And I hate
when my faves go home because of stupidity. Like,
yeah. And it's been happening so often recently. Why are y'all stupid like this? I can't do it. But hey, we're here. Good episode, though, I will say. It kept me entertained. But you know what I noticed? This could have been an hour. Because that first 30 minutes was hot as heck. But anyway.
We're definitely getting to the part of the show where these 90 minutes, let's go ahead and roll that back next year, Jeffrey.
Cut it out.
Right. The strike is over. It works so well in the beginning.
They said the Black's not working on the challenge either.
Huh?
They said the Black's not working together in the challenge either, girl. We're going to see.
Girl, of course.
Big Brother, Survivor, the challenge, life.
Black people,
we all lose.
Not life, God.
we're always our worst enemy. I'm so sick of it. But anyways, we'll be back next Wednesday to talk Survivor. We'll be back tomorrow to talk the challenge. We'll be back on Friday to talk the Amazing Race. And we're here every Tuesday and Thursday to talk Big Brother Canada. So make sure you hear whatever. And if we're not, get there. I know that's the fuck right. Subscribe to us, like, share, tell your friends, tell your mama. And thank you for keeping the room with the kingdom. We out.
Come on.